Anti-government protesters lifted their eight-day blockade of Bangkok's main airport today, raising the hopes of 230,000 stranded tourists. The end to the shutdown comes a day after a court banned former Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat from politics for 5 years. Susie Hodges reports.
The end of the airport occupation came a day after a court banned former Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat from politics for 5 years. He had been accused by the Anti-Government People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD, of being a puppet of his brother-in-law, the ousted Premier Thaksin Shinawatra. Thailand's acting Prime Minister confirmed today that Parliament would vote for a new Prime Minister next Monday. Chinnarong Montevechinchai is the Vice Chancellor at St. John's University in Bangkok. He told us that some of the front runners for the position of Prime Minister have connections to Thaksin Shinawatra, much to the disapproval of the PAD.
The anti-government protesters said that if these kind of names come up, and if they are appointed next prime minister, they will come out again. So we have to wait and see whether they would take this threat into their consideration or not. The PAD just want to have a person with clean record.
The PAD, which claims to be strong supporters of the monarchy, said they will return to the airports if they believe that Thaksin's allies are getting near power again. The army, which launched a coup just 2 years ago, has suggested new elections. Yet Thaksin's allies have won every recent poll handily, and the PAD says they will not accept any result in which their supporters do not come out on top. This means no long-term end to this crisis seems to be in sight. I'm Susie Hodges.